depends for Bnei Eretz Yisrael or for Bnei Bovel. In other words, where they're rich and they have Avodim, then Rashi says we have to be afraid for the Zuzal of the Avodim. Now there we have to answer and say even small ones you can't use, because we're afraid maybe their Avodim will use big ones and say they use small ones. Mashen Kein, hold on, us that don't have any Avodim, so Mela by us, if we're Mater, if we say it's Mutter to use a small one, we won't come to be afraid, we'll come to use a big one also. First says Rav Papi, Ikloi Levei Mashmuel. Rav Papi went to visit Mashmuel on Yontif. Isilei Daisa, they brought in front of him some cereal. In other words, chopped up wheat. V'lo Yochel, did not want to eat it. Why? Because he held Mistan, which he held, it was chopped up on Yontif, and he held it's also to do it. For the Gemara of Adilma of Machteshes Ketana, of Dua, maybe it was chopped up in a small chopper that we just got finished saying it's Mutter. And the Gemara 9, the Chazya Devi Daik Tvei, he saw it was very fine. So since it was ground up so fine, he knew for sure it was done by a big grinder, which is also to do on Yom Tov. But the Gemara of Aduma Miyesmol Avdua, good, it was ground up very fine. But how did he know to be Choshe Dem Ledira Tvei on Yom Tov? Maybe it was ground up yesterday on Erev Yom Tov. And the Gemara de Chazayu Devi Kolef Tziharei, he saw that the shell pieces, were still shining. In other words, he knew it was ground today. If it would have been ground yesterday, it wouldn't have been shining the way it is. V'boy Yisem, another teretz is, Shani Bei Mashmuel Di'ika Pritzusa Di'avli. Because even if it was chopped up in a small grinder, still by Mashmuel's house, it should be also. Because since he had a lot of avodim, like we learned before, but Mokim, he had avodim, we have to be afraid, maybe the avodim will use even big ones, and they'll lie and say they did it on small ones. So in a place where the person has avodim, it's even also to use, even a small one, even a small grinder is also to use. Therefore, a papa did not want to eat from the cereal that Mashmuel served him. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Vaita, Ha-boirer kitniyis b'yomtif. If somebody wants to separate, he has beans, the good ones from the bad ones on yomtif. They're on Shabbos, that's also to do in certain ways. That's the melechas of boirer. So, Beishama Yerme Beishama says that boirer oichel, you're allowed to pick out the ones you want to eat, the oichel and eat it. There's the same way you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Mashenken, you're not allowed to pick out the bad ones, and because that's called Borer. Ubeisilu Oimim Beisilu says, Borer Kedarkoi. No, you're allowed to pick out even the bad ones. Let's say you have a bunch of grapes, and there are a few bad ones there. You're allowed to go on Yom Tov to pick out the bad ones. In other words, Borer is Mutter on Yom Tov, since it's called Sarach Eichel Nefesh. Becheikoi, you could pick it out. Becheikoi. So Becheikoi means like in his lap. Beknoin, with a basket of a tamchoi with a plate. In other words, if you only borrow a small amount, that's mutter to do, because now we see clearly it's being done today for today's purpose of Yom Tov. Avolei betavla, but you can't use a tray or on top of a table to store it on. Volei benapa, not on a fan. Volei bekavra, not on a sieve. As these things are there to do a lot at a time, so it looks like you're doing it for more than just Yom Tov, then it's awesome. Rabbi Gamliel loimer af madiach, you'll have to even wash it off with water. Vishayla and soak it into water. That the Gemara explains that's another type of a burr of separating. If you throw it into water, so the good kernels that's edible falls to the bottom, and the bad stuff floats on top. So even though that's a maisa burr, but kits a burr is mutter to do on yomtiv. Verse says Tanya Amar of Gamliel. Bamed of Amurim. When did we say that Pesilas matter to pull out the psilis? Even if you have a few bad grapes there, you're allowed to pull them out on yomtiv. Kisha oichel meruv al psilis. When there are more good grapes than bad grapes. Therefore, it's easier to pull out the bad grapes. That's what's mutter. Let's say you have like 100 bad grapes and only 20 good grapes there. So then, everybody holds, you're only allowed to pull out the 20 good grapes and you have to leave over the 100 bad grapes. Because here there's more tirch involved. Here, even according to Beis Hillel, there's much more bother involved of pulling out all the bad ones. It's much easier rather just to pull out the good ones. So in a case where there's more bother the other way, you have to do the kits of the less bother. For the Gemara Stamakasha, Psoilus Merub al Oichel, in the case that you have much more Psoilus than you have Oichel, Miika Man Deshori, is anybody Matas Rashkan's able to move it, to touch it? It's like Muksa. If you have 100 that are not edible, and you have 20 that's edible, the 20 is bottled to the Roiv, the whole thing should be like Muksa. So Gemara says, Lo Tzrich, I'll tell you, we're talking about such a case, the nofesh betircha vizuta b'shiurei. Really, there's much more as far as amount goes. There's more good than bad, but it's nofesh tircha. It's a lot of tircha to get out this bad. In other words, let's say you have like 20 big melons there, and you have, let's say, 20 small grapes, rotten grapes there. So to go to pill out the 20 rotten grapes will be much harder than to just take away the 5, let's say, big melons. So even though Bishiyurei, there's more good than bad, but since it's harder to take out the bad in such a case, here you're supposed to take out the Eichel. That's where the Gemara is saying, Betzilus Moedam, where it's easier to just pull out the few melons you have, rather than going to look for the small, for the few small grapes, you're supposed to do the less tircha rather than the more tircha. All right, turn over. Then the Gemara says, "Rabbi Gamliel loymer af mediach b'sheila." You're even allowed to wash off the fruits, or else put them into water, let them float in water. Tanya, we learned, "Omer Rebbe Lozab Reb Tzadik." This was the way in the house of Rabbi Gamliel they used to do. They would bring a bucket full of lentils. They would throw water on top of it. It would come out that the food, the lentils, would fall to the bottom, and the shaft would float on top. For the Gemara Batan Yipcha, we learn just the opposite, that the food goes on top and the psyllus go on bottom. Like Kasher, there's no stira. If you're talking about getting the dirt off the sand, that falls to the bottom. Then the sand will go all the way to the bottom and the Eich would be on top. If you're talking about just getting away the kash, just getting away the shaft, that flows to the top and the Eich is in between. So the kids see you have Eich in the middle and the shaft, the straw part floats on top, and the dirt part, the sand part, that goes all the way on the bottom. And this is mutter, because that's the borer that you do on a little bit, just what you want for Yom Tif, that's called the mleches. Oichol nefesh, that's mutter. Vayte Beishama, Yom Beishama says, Ein mishalchin v'yom tif el monos. If you want to send a present to your friend on Yom Tif, you could only send him a portion of food. Monos means ready-made food. Like Rashi says, either a piece of meat or a piece of fish that's already cooked. Beisilu says, Mishalchin behema chayiv yoif. You're allowed to send to your friend an animal, a chayiv or a chicken, bein chayiv bein shrutin. Even though they're alive now and he can't eat it right now, still it's mutter. Because he, the meister, could do a meister shchit, he could shech them and could eat it today. So since it's possible for him to use it, you're allowed to send it. Mishalchin yeinois. You're allowed to send on yantif wine, shmonim oil, vesiltas flour, vekitnias and beans. But you can't send tfuah wheat, because wheat is not right to be used on Yom Tif, because you have to grind it, and you should have ground it yesterday. It's also to grind it today. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter. In other words, Rashi says, because maybe you use a small grinder that we had before, it's mutter, and even though you can't do such a good job, it doesn't come out so fine, maybe you use it just to cook up. You won't talk to use it to make fine flour to bake with, you use it to cook it up. So since it could be used on Yom Tif, it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Mora says, Tony Rabbi Yechiel, Obovad Shlo Yasenu Bishura. That's if he still says you could send it to your friend an animal, but you should not send it with a lot of people. Then Rashi says it looks like he's sending it to the marketplace. That's awesome. Tony, we learned Ein Shura Pchusa Mishloisha. You have to have at least 3 people. That looks like you're sending it to the marketplace. Then it's also. Even though really you're only sending this animal to your friend, but it's also to send it with 3 people, it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace to do business. That's also in Yom Tov. For the Gemara, Boy Ravashi, Tlosa Gavri, let's say you're sending 3 people, but for Tlosa Mini, and each person's carrying something else. One's taking an animal, one's taking a chayi, one's taking a knife. Take the Gemara obliged by Sultan, is this mutter or not? Do we say since each one has a different thing, it's like 1-1-1? Or do we say since Lamaisi is sending all 3 together, it's awesome? Rabbi Shimon Mate Betfua. Rabbi Shimon says you even allowed to send Tfua. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Shimon Mate Betfua. Kegoin Chitim, you're allowed to send wheat. Lasas Men Ludius, because you can make a dish. That's the type of a food you eat, cooked wheat. Soirim, you're allowed to send barley. Lit and Lefme Bemta, because some people give it for their animals to eat. And you're allowed to feed your animals on Yom Tif. Adoshim lentils. Lasas Men Resisim. That's the type of a food you make with Adoshim, so since it could be used on Yom Tif, you're allowed to send it on Yom Tif. Mishnah says weiter, Mishalchin Kalim, you're allowed to send clothing, Bein Tfurim, if they're all sewn, nor if they're wearable, Bein Sheinim Tvurim, even if they're not sewn together yet, still you can send the clothing. The Gemara will say why it's Roy, what you can use it on for on Yontif. The Afal Pi Sheish Bem Klayim, another Chiddush. Even though it's Klayim, it's made from linen and wool, still you're allowed to send it on Yontif. V'hein Letzarach Hamoid, providing it's something that they're going to use on Yontif. Or no, somehow the Gersa, the Afal Pi Shein Letzarach Hamoid, even though it's not for the Tzarach of Moid, still it's Mutter. Avoloi Sandal HaMesumer, you're not allowed to send somebody the sandals that have pikes, nails coming out of it, that we had the Gemara on Shabbos, that the Rabbanan Asid said it's also to wear it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So therefore you're not allowed to send it today, because you're not allowed to wear it today. And people, if you send it, people think, maybe you're allowed to use it. For Loimanul Sheina Tofer, you can't send a shoe that's not sewn. Or a shoe that's not sewn together yet completely, it's not usable, it has no use, you can't send it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Loimanul Lovin, even a shoe that's completely sewn, but if it's still white, in other words, you did not blacken it yet, you didn't blacken the leather, it's not usable, not wearable yet, you can't send it. Because you have to have a person to dye it black. This is the general cloud, that kol shen oisin by b'yomtif, any time you could use it and have enjoyment from it on yomtif, mishalchen oisai, you're allowed to send it to your friend on yomtif. So Gemara says, bishlei metfurin chaz l'malbish, sending clothing that's sewn already, pshiti, you could use it to wear it. Shein tfurin namichaz l'chsuyi. Even if you're sending material that's not sewn together yet, it's also usable. You could use it on l'chsuyi to cover things with. El klayim, from the Gemara klayim, something that's made from wool and linen, l'maychazi, you can't have any anor from it, so why are you allowed to send it on yomtif? Tichitem, maybe you tell me, chazi l'meymuch, to say, you could sit underneath it, like klayim you can't wear, put on top of you. But maybe you're allowed to sit it, use it for a pillow, or use it for a chair, or for a mat, and sit on top of it. For a tiny, we go to the Brisa, not like that, but tiny, the Pasuk says, lo yalo alech, you're not allowed to put it on top of you, klayim. Avolata yochol atia tachtecha, midiraisa, you're allowed to use klayim for a sheet underneath you. Avolom ruchachomim, but the chomim midrabonim, they said, also lasas kain, you're not allowed to use klayim even underneath you to sit on top of. Because it's a zera shema tichruch leinem nabasarai. Maybe one string of the klayim will wrap around your basar, and you'll be having enjoyment from it. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. That's also to do stam. So therefore you can't even sit on top of the klayim. So why can you send klayim on Yom Tov if you have no use from it? Tichitayim, maybe you'll answer me. Demasik midi b'nei b'nei. Here we're talking about, let's say you make a mattress out of the klayim. And on top of the mattress you put a sheet. So there's something dividing between you and the klayim. There, there's no gzera. The string will come around your body. Maybe there it's mutter. So therefore, you could send it on yontif. The Gemara says no. Even that is also. The Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Shol, Omer Rabbi Mishum Kol Kadisha de Birushlayim. That afilu esther matzoyis. Even if you have 10 sheets, zua gavzu, one on top of another. Uklayim zua gavzu, uklayim tachteim, and you have klayim underneath them. Still also leishen aleim, you can't sit on top of these, lie down on top of the sheets. So you see, even though the klayim is way underneath it, it's mechal d'gzeira not to sit on top of klayim. So if so, what kind of hanog enjoyment could you have from klayim? So the Gemara answers, ela bevilan. I'll tell you, you could use it for a curtain. Use it to put up for a curtain to divide a room. That's mutter. There's no issur klayim. For the Gemara of Omer Ula said, mifnei ma Omer, why was it learned that vilan tomei? Why is a vilon, a curtain, called a kli, or that's a kli, that's makabel tumma? What purpose does it have? How does the person use it? In other words, it has to be a kli that a person uses. What kind of use do you have from a curtain? Because the shamish warms itself up against the vilon, the curtain. In other words, sometimes you wrap yourself up with the bottom of the curtain to warm yourself up. So therefore it should be usa to make a curtain out of klayim. We should have exerim. Maybe you come to wrap yourself up with this klayim. So how can you send even a curtain? How can you send if it's made from klayim? So Gemara answers, Elo, Elo be